Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you again and welcome in. It's this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, as always, alongside Bob Casper. Good to be with you. Dave Glauser producing. At Real Golf is our handle on X, and you can also search for us where your favorite podcasts are found, and we're airing on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City, Utah. And as the guy said, just wrapping up year 25 of Real Golf Radio, and it's a pleasure to be able to talk golf with you each and every week. And it's not every week that changes to the PGA Tour and its criteria, qualifying and field-wise gets something like what we saw this week. Some bullet points, 17 pages long, and much more to get into about how the tour is somewhat shrinking. I'm not, you know, in a game that always talks about growing the game, this feels like, well, we're going to tighten this up a little bit and make it a little bit more competitive, a little more dog-eat-dog, a little more cutthroat, a little more focus on the stars kind of thing, and make it tougher to get into and tougher to stay, huh, Bob?
Yeah, and I think it'll be in my opinion, I think, you know, it will provide the same opportunities, although a little bit less limited. But I think because it provides that, if guys really want to get on the PGA Tour and get to the up echelon in golf, they're going to take it more seriously. And it might even promote more Scottie Schefflers, more Jordan Spieths, more Justin Thomases, more guys that can work through the Korn Ferry Tour and get onto the PGA Tour and hit the ground running and be able to accomplish the things that the elite players in the game do.
Okay, well, I hope that's the side effect of this. I would assume that the tour would do this without that outcome in mind. I also question whether the opposite may be true, and we'll talk about that coming up next. By the way, we got FedEx Cup Fall. We'll get you updated on. Also, should the fall winners get into the Masters, we'll talk about that, as well as look at Scottie Scheffler, his scoring average this year as compared to some of the best in the last 25 years. We'll talk about all of that, plus Rex Hoggard from Golf Channel. We'll stop by Jeremy Butler from Fujikura and the caddy on the back nine. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
radio.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa!
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com. Just a reminder, they're in their preview period, so the hotel resort center is open. You can stay for a preview price. BlackDesertResort.com has all of the details. And, of course, get an opportunity to play at the Tom Weiskopf Championship Design Golf Course that just hosted the PGA Tour's Black Desert Championship. Check it all out at BlackDesertResort.com. And thanks again for being a part of the show. At Real Golf is where you can find us. Join the conversation. Let us know what you think. And let's get into this PGA Tour topic. Again, changes coming down this week, and there's some pretty notable things. Let's start, first of all, with decreasing the number of fully exempt players from 125 to 100 in the FedEx Cup. So, again, it's always been that 125 number. If you make it in the top 125 on the money list, you keep your card. Then it was, if you make it in the top 125 on the FedEx Cup points list, you keep your card. And that also used to get you into the playoffs. Then it was trimmed to, nope, the 100 gets you into the playoffs. And then, nope, 70 gets you into the playoffs. And so those numbers have been shrinking, giving the elite more money to be able to take as part of those FedEx Cup bonus pots. And now it looks like it's going to be that much tougher to break into this new lucrative, smaller field tour. Is that fair?
Well, you know, you have a chance to get there. You're going to have to get there through the Korn Ferry Tour or through the DP World Tour or through college collegiate golf. There are ways to get onto the PGA Tour to get yourself exempt so that you have a chance to play. But once you get on there, you have to play extremely well to get into that top 100. And then you got to play extremely well to get into the 70. And then, of course, move yourself along in the playoffs to get all the way to the Tour Championship. There are guys that do and get to the Tour Championship in their rookie year in golf. But a lot of guys go through the Korn Ferry Tour. Justin Thomas went through the Korn Ferry Tour. Scottie Scheffler went through the Korn Ferry Tour. And so that's where everything's focused right now, is moving through that Korn Ferry Tour, then getting on the PGA Tour and making yourself a better and better player so that you can be in that top 100 consistently each year.
Yeah, and instead of being having full exempt status through 125, you only have it through 100. So now,
correct,
the 101 through 125, that's that conditional status that used to be mm-hmm. 125 to 150 or 126 to 150. So yeah, it's interesting, right? And by the way, you mentioned Korn Ferry. All right, let's talk about the Korn Ferry part of this new deal. Korn Ferry Tour graduates will go from 30 to 20.
Correct.
So only 20 PGA Tour cards each season awarded to those on the Korn Ferry Tour list.
Yeah, that's the part of rewarding those that play the best golf. You know, you're still going to have the Battlefield promotion with three wins, but you're just taking it down a little bit more to the top 20 on the Korn Ferry Tour that will then move on and earn status to be able to play all year long and have their PGA Tour card the following season. So Korn Ferry Tour is awesome. It's a great proving ground. It's helped players learn how to play and take it deep. I mean, you got to take it deep on the Korn Ferry Tour if you want to win. And so more and more of those guys are coming out. They're not cutting their teeth on the PGA Tour and working into winning. Guys come off the Korn Ferry Tour and are winners in their first years.
The 10 DP World Tour grads, by the way, will still get in, and they'll be prioritized above numbers 2 through 20 in the Korn Ferry Tour points. All right, the next little reduction is not only in cards, but in every week tournaments. So reducing the maximum field sizes for most of these open tournaments is kind of an interesting one. You know, it was always 156. Now they're looking to drop those down to 144, or some of the 144 fields are dropping down to 120. So again, you're going to have fewer players playing each and every week. What do you make of that?
Okay, so in the way this works and the way it's always worked on the PGA Tour, 144 players is the normal field size early in the year and later in the fall when you have less light. During the summer, the late spring and summer months, it goes up to 156 players. Well, now they're saying we're going to drop that down to 144. And then during those short daylight times, we're going to be 120 to 132. So it's just a reduction down again. But we'll never get to 156 players. And a lot of this is because they want to make sure they're able to cut after Friday and then be able to play Saturday and Sunday with the shorter 65 in ties where it used to be 70 in ties.
That's right.
So all these things are all kind of working along to reduce it down to make it easier on the PGA Tour and on the players.
I don't know if it makes it easier on the players. I think it makes it easier for broadcast windows.
Yes.
And it makes it easier for events that are trying to keep it all in with volunteers and course maintenance and all that kind of stuff.
You also
got to
think about logistics for players if they're on the cut line, if they have to come out the next morning.
No, that's true. That's true.
Like Wesley did and make that putt. Or if they even show up to do that and withdraw so they can get to the next event, especially if they're driving any period of time or they have other commitments, flight schedules, all that kind of thing. It all works together. So it's kind of interesting.
But it kind of boils down to the reason they have to do that is because they're running out of daylight, which comes down to slow play in a lot of reasons.
Guys need to learn how to play faster.
Well, it does. It sounds like they're saying you don't need to learn to play faster. You're going to have to learn to play better because we're going to reduce the field size. That's our answer to slow play.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like,
I don't know.
You know, it's almost karma. It's almost some sort of interesting backhanded justice here. Hey, you couldn't figure it out. We can't figure out how to police slow play. So we're just going to limit the field size. So that is the ultimate result of your slow play, which, you know what? Actually, okay. Maybe that's good.
Yeah.
The other thing that is really interesting, and this is a key part of professional golf, in my opinion, is that you've got this Monday qualifying or four spot, meaning there's four spots available in the Monday qualifier. That's a big part. Like there's the top echelon players. There's the superstars that make a lot of money and they're set. Talk about easy. I mean, it's not easy. Don't get me wrong, but you got it. Like their schedule, everything's set. They're in a good spot. And then there's guys that are just grinding, trying to hang on, trying to scratch and claw their way into the big dance. And now this is getting taken away in some instances or cut in half.
Yeah. You know, here's an interesting thing. All the PGA Tour full field events are regular events, not their signature events. The regular events have a Monday qualifier and there's four spots. A lot of times there are so many people that want to qualify or try to qualify that they have to split it to two courses and do two spots per course, or maybe even three courses with one and two. So what they're proposing is to reduce or eliminate these open qualifying spots for events that are fewer than the 144 players. So they're going to reduce it down. And on 144 player events, they may have some Monday qualifiers, but anything less than that, the 120 or 132, the proposal is not to have that. Now, when you think about guys that have come through Monday qualifiers, you think about Mark Calcavecchia comes to mind because he was kind of in my area when I was starting to play professional golf. Mark Calcavecchia, one year, or caddied for Ken Green, a really good buddy of his. And Ken Green that year won the Doral Ryder Open. That's what it was called. And it's at Doral in Miami, Florida. The next year, Mark Calcavecchia Monday qualified for the Doral Ryder Open and won the golf tournament. That's an anomaly that doesn't happen very often. There's probably a handful of guys that have ever done that type of thing. But it's traditionally the guys that four spot are either guys that have played on tour or are currently qualified to play on tour, but aren't in the field, and they try and qualify through the four spots to get into the field so that they can build up their FedEx Cup points and keep their card, you know, 125.
They may not have that option anymore.
Yeah, but now they might not have an option for that, and that's the tough thing.
Coming up next, Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel, is going to join us. So we'll get his take on these changes to the PGA Tour next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, joined now by Golf Channel and golfchannel.com senior writer Rex Hoggard. Rex, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How you doing, boys?
We're doing good. Good to have you back on the show. Hey, the PGA Tour this week announced some pretty significant changes to the fields and the policies going forward on how you can be qualified to play on the PGA Tour. We've been talking about it this morning. In a nutshell, I think one of the biggest things is they're reducing the field size. They're kind of reducing the size of the tour in a lot of ways. I know you've been on this, and you did a great job on Golf Channel. Kind of summarize it. What is your take on what these changes have done for the tour?
How much time do we have? it's a very deep, the memo was 17 pages, and I think that was just kind of a broad outline. I will say, you say it's a reduction. Almost every PGA Tour field will be reduced, from the Players' Championship down from 144 to 120 to, you look at the field early in the year, in the spring, the Sony Open, for example, that'll be reduced to 120. It's pretty much across the board, and because of that, they decided they were going to have to, I mean, this is sort of, if you're going to do this, it's going to have an accordion effect, and they have to reduce the number of membership abilities. We're talking about full playing cards here, and they're going to reduce that by about 20%. And this is pretty dramatic. There hasn't been an adjustment like this on the PGA Tour since 1983. And I think what we saw on Tuesday with that memo is probably a bit of a trial balloon. It needs to be approved still by the policy board, and that last meeting of the year isn't until later this month at the RSM Classic. So my guess is the tour was looking for feedback from players, and I would guarantee they'd probably get it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, a lot of guys that are in that 100 to 125 category or even above that are really probably going to give them a little bit of a pushback.
I would think so. And look, there's a lot of details here. Certain parts of this, I think I talked to a lot of players. Some players like it. Some players said this is long overdue. And you can make the argument that the PGA Tour is bloated, that there are certain categories. There's 44 categories on the priority rank, which is essentially how fields get filled. Under this new scenario, there would only be 24. And really, you're kind of cutting away some of the fat. And even though, and look, these are arbitrary numbers. That's the part I kind of got hung up on when I was doing reporting early in the week, because some people don't like the idea that, oh, it's going to 100 fully exempt players off the FedEx Cup points list from 125. Well, you had to pick a number somewhere. And I think that's as good a round number as possible. And when you get to the end of the day, and this was all quote-unquote about trying to find optimal field size is what the tour said this experiment was about. And this has been ongoing for months now with the Player Advisory Council. And you look at the idea behind it, they're trying to improve the product, pure and simple. They're trying to improve pace of play. They're trying to make sure tournaments stay on schedule. And by that, I mean they want the cuts to come on Friday, not Saturday morning. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. They want to improve the product for the fan. They want to improve the product for the membership. And I think some of these changes help that, but I'm always leery when you talk about sweeping tectonic changes like this, and the devil's in the details. There are always unintended consequences.
Yeah, and one of the unintended consequences is, you know, how some of the legacy players will be able to stay around and how much they'll play on the PGA Tour. Maybe that's the fat you're talking about. Maybe not. I think that's always been kind of a cool thing, that if you reach a certain, I don't know if it's longevity or what the term is, but you've got some status. If you want a time or two on tour, there's going to be some place for you to play. And I think a lot of times those former players are bigger draws than, you know, maybe the current, you know, up and comers that people haven't quite heard of yet. And that seems like that potentially gets cut out.
I think there's a lot of places that are going to get cut out. They're going to start cutting away Monday qualifying. But, and look, there was this interesting stat in the memo that came out that 65 to 70% of Monday qualifiers don't make the cut. So the argument there is that they're not performing well enough anyway, and so they wanted to reduce those numbers as well. I understand that from just a pure tactical standpoint. What were you losing, though, and I just kind of did this story this morning just because I interviewed him earlier in the week, was Tim O'Neill. Look, he toiled for his entire career at the edges of professional golf, or at least high-level professional golf. And he is an unbelievable story, having won 2 weeks ago on the PGA Tour Champions. You look at what Michael Block did at the PGA Championship last year. And I know that wasn't a Monday qualifying. That's a little bit different getting into the PGA Championship. But it was a story that resonated for a long time with golf. You're going to lose those. And for better or worse, and I think it can kind of go both ways. But you're right. You're talking about players, and I guess the example you would lose is some of those players who are in the lifetime exemption category, which is going to remain a category. But yes, I think Davis Love being in a field is probably good for a tournament. So these are things that the tour is probably going to wrestle with. Like I said, the policy board is going to vote on it. And my guess is it gets approved, but I still think there's probably going to be some tweaking to it.
And part of that is the lifetime exemption for winning 20 times on the PGA Tour. You mentioned Davis Love. That's not in jeopardy or anything, or that number's not being increased?
No, that one's not being increased. Essentially, they took these playing opportunities kind of right off the top. So you're going from 125 fully exempt members off the previous season's FedEx Cup points list to 100. So there's 25 cards. You're going to the top 20 from the previous season's Korn Ferry Tour list. The top 30 to the top 20. So that's 10 cards right there. As I pointed out, there's going to be fewer sponsor exemptions. You're going to have fewer Monday qualifiers. So that's how they're going to make up the difference for essentially a 20-25% loss of playing opportunity.
And is this all because of slow play? I mean, has this really come down to slow play? If the players could figure it out, could they have more people out there? Or do we just need to have fewer people out there?
Slow play is a big part of this. Absolutely. I mean, the fact that you're not finishing on Fridays, that so many events go to Saturday morning before the cut is made. The fact that you're starting in the dark, finishing in the dark at so many events, especially early in the year before daylight saving time. Yes, slow play is definitely a factor in this. But I think this goes a little bit beyond that, because I would say from 30,000 feet, this kind of dovetails with what the signature events are, right? So this started 2 years ago when the tour started looking at exactly what they wanted their product to be. And this, you could argue, was all driven by, let's be honest, Live Golf. You have this irrational competition, so you need to make adjustments. Now you have private equity involved on the PGA Tour side. They are going to expect results, and you need to improve the product. You need to present something that's better than it was before. This is their move in that direction. I don't agree with everything that's in that 17-page memo. There was some gaslighting in there and some things that I wholeheartedly disagreed with, but the general idea of improving the product, I think, is different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So to have this ratified, so to speak, it needs to go through the policy board. Do the players get to vote on it individually, or is their voice heard through the policy board?
Their voice is heard through the policy board. So the PGA Tour policy board, and that's the PGA Tour policy board, not to get too deep in the weeds, not the PGA Tour Entertainment policy board. Those are two different things. We get into a long, boring conversation about that. But yes, it needs to be approved by the players on the policy board, essentially, and the other members. That's a bit of a rubber stamp. But if you consider this was sort of driven by the pack, this has been pretty much a year-long exercise, studies, looking at all the different numbers, looking at all the different models. I don't expect it to be as is. I don't expect it to be approved exactly with what that memo looked like on Tuesday, but my guess is it'll be very close.
Rex, it seems like, you know, this year the fans have been looking to the PGA Tour and Commissioner Monahan to see what is their response going to be to Live Golf taking a lot of the star players, you know, the void that was left by some of the star players going to a rival league. And this feels like here's all of it. There's been really no response other than this ongoing, you know, framework agreement, which is very hollow and doesn't seem to be really doing a whole lot. And so from that standpoint, all of a sudden they roll out a 17-page memo that's going to, hey, this is our answer. We're going to shrink the fields. That's going to make it a better product. I can see a lot of fans going, I don't get it.
No, I agree with that. And look, it's an arbitrary number. And one thing I kind of took exception in my column on Friday on golfchannel.com is the idea that some players on the pack, and I spoke with them, try to push back a little bit on the idea of this. And then, look, I think everybody was on board with the general idea of improving the product, if that's where you're starting from. But if you're going to lose these playing opportunities, some players on the pack pushed back and said, how come we can't offset that by expanding the field for the signature event? Those now have a floor of 72, but it's roughly between 75 and 80 players in those fields. And that apparently was a non-starter. And even in the memo on Tuesday, they said the reason that was a non-starter because it would create, quote, confusion among the fans. Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. How is going from 144 player field to 120 player field, which is essentially what you're doing across the board? How's that not going to cause confusion? So like I said, it's a little disingenuous. They also put some facts out about the idea. If you look at how numbers 21 through 30 on the previous season Korn Ferry Tour list perform versus number 1 through 20, well, of course, 1 through 20 are going to perform better. A season-long study says they are the better players. And historically, if you give it a long enough case study, then of course it's going to play out that way. I would counter and say, well, numbers 1 through 10 are going to perform better than numbers 11 through 20 and under your model, and that's absolutely 100% going to come true. So it does seem arbitrary. And again, these are numbers. We did this week on Golf Today a couple of times where someone tries to throw out a number that's better, and we're just making things up at this point. Mm-hmm. And maybe 120-player fields at the Sony Open and other places is the best idea. If I told us all three to sit down with a blank piece of paper and reinvent the PGA Tour schedule, let's go to places. Let's don't go to Pebble Beach in February. We all know what the weather could be like at Pebble Beach in February. Let's come up with a better schedule, and that includes field sizes. Then, yes, we might end up with fewer playing opportunities. This seems extreme, but we'll see.
Yeah, and it also is sort of like you got reward. You're trying as a tour to have some sort of loyalty and not take the money and run to another league, and yet you're making it more exclusive and kind of unrewarding some loyalty there, which is again not the lives after the top, 120 to 100 to 125. But let's be honest, some of those guys could catch a heater and end up being tomorrow's stars.
Well, and I've always made this argument. If all of us go back 5 years ago, most of the people who are listening right now wouldn't have any idea who Scottie Scheffler was or Will Zalatoris. Or right. If you go back 10 years ago, Jordan Spieth. We can keep going on and on. There has to be this avenue. And I think when I talk about unintended consequences, that is the next Scottie Scheffler slipping through the cracks because he would have finished he would have finished 21st on a Korn Ferry Tour. And then he starts to toil, and then he starts to doubt himself, and then maybe injuries come up, and a lot of things happen. So I think that's the danger.
Interesting. Yeah, really interesting. Interesting.
Hey, Rex, before we let you go, and I know you got to run, are you in favor of this little squabble between Doug Ferguson and Scott Michaud on whether Augusta should include their fall finishers in their invitations? Did you see that?
I don't, but no one for you. I can guess which side, and Michaud, I can guess which side they fall in on. I think, I could have made the argument before Tuesday's memo that what we're seeing in the fall right now, the fall needs to be reinvented. Like, it's essentially become it doesn't seem to have an identity. It seems like an 8-week Q school where one of the weeks isn't really Q school because you've got the top players playing in Japan like you did last week. And so I think the fall needs to be reimagined, reinvented anyway. But if you're going to cling to anything, and by that, I mean, if there is going to be a fall going forward, and there are a lot of issues with title sponsors in those eight events, you're going to have to come with the invite to the Masters. I mean, it's nice to say, yes, so if I win in the fall, I get a 2-year exemption and everything else that comes into that. But the invite to the Masters, we all know, that's what moves the needle. So if you take that away, I think that puts the fall in a really bad position.
I couldn't agree with you more. Rex, we're going to let you go. Enjoy the beautiful Florida weather. And as always, we appreciate your takes and your time.
No, I appreciate you guys. Talk to you soon.
You got it. Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel and golfchannel.com. Check him out on social as well. We will take a break. More of the show coming up next.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its 8th consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
I love fall weather. The crisp air, the falling leaves, until someone in my family catches a chill outside. Luckily, Kohl's has deals on all things cozy. I got 20% off comfy layers and warm denim. $10 off because I spent over $50 and earned Kohl's cash. Now we're ready to bundle up and get back out there, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end November 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon. You get the idea. And now get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us. Thanks to Rex Hoggard. I thought he made some really, really good points and got me thinking a little bit there, Bob. You know, we've talked about this already, but just to kind of recap, you know, you've always used that. There's terminology in the game of golf. I'm going to start here. There's terminology in the game of golf that's kind of inherent. The USGA started taking some of that away a few years ago, like dormy and all square and all that, and change it to tied because they said it was confusing. Well, you heard Rex talk about fan confusion a little bit in that memo, and he wasn't buying that. But one of the things that is going away is the four spot. I mean, I remember when I first started this show 25 years ago, and I would hear you and Bake and some of these other guys, you talk about four spotting, and I'd be like, you know what? Like that, it was just kind of like, I didn't get it. But there is a whole element to professional golf around those Monday qualifiers. And the reason they call them four spots, because that's the number of spots that would be available to get into that week's event if you qualified on that Monday. To me, that's kind of this professional golf, tour golf, has always been about the guys like Tin Cup as well as the guys like Tiger Woods, right? Yeah. The guys that are out there chasing it, trying to find their moment in time. You know, he mentioned Michael Block, Rex did. You know, guys like that do offer a compelling story because inside all of us old middle-aged golfers is the idea that we're somehow got a PGA Tour player that was stuck inside of us, but we didn't take the time to develop him. And so to see somebody that we don't know break through and accomplish the dream that we thought we might have at one point in time is compelling stuff to watch. So with that big, long introduction, does it make you sad a little bit to know that this Monday qualifying thing's kind of going away?
So Monday qualifiers are not only for the guy trying to reach their dreams, so to speak, or get the golden ticket, that kind of thing, but it's also for guys on the PGA Tour that might not be in an event or be further down the status chart of being able to get into the event. So Monday qualifiers allowed them a way to go out and play and on a Monday, rip it up, shoot a good score, and get into the tournament. So basically what it is, four players can Monday qualify for all regular PGA Tour events. Regular events are the non-signature events. That's going to be reduced or eliminated from Mondays, and positions at regular events with fewer than 144 players, no changes during the fall season. So fall season will have some we'll have Monday qualifiers, but the regular season of the PGA Tour, it looks like they're not going to have Monday qualifiers. So it's a tough thing. I can remember I was working in the insurance business down in San Diego with my brother Bill. San Diego Open came up. I went to the Monday qualifier. I think I shot 68 in the Monday qualifier, and I go, oh, that's not bad. You know, I've been playing at the club, San Diego Country Club, and that kind of thing. I didn't make it, of course. 66 ended up qualifying, 66 or lower. But some of the guys came up to me after and said, man, you're still playing pretty good, and which allowed me to think, hey, man, I can maybe make one of these and play on the PGA Tour again and stuff like that. So it's an opportunity for guys whether they're on the Corn Ferry Tour, whether they're just local guys in the area, guys that are on the PGA Tour that aren't otherwise in the tournament, to be able to get into the tournament. And that's probably going to be going away.
Yeah. And that's what you just described is exactly what I was going for. I mean, that's such a cool story, right? And so, unfortunately that might be going away, but at the end of the day, if you're the average fan sitting down and tuning in to watch a PGA Tour event, I had this conversation all the time. Fringe golf fans would say, hey, if Tiger's playing, I'm watching. If not, I'm tuning into something else, right?
Yeah.
And so Tiger was an anomaly. You've had a few of those over the years, you know. Even as great as your dad was, winning 51 times and the Masters and a pair of U.S. Opens and all that, he probably didn't have that same needle mover kind of persona that a Jack or Arnold, right, certainly, you know, that had. And there's just some rare guys that just capture people's attention by the way they play the game. And probably Arnold, not probably, Arnold even more than Jack did, even though Jack won more times than Arnold did. And so Phil Mickelson had that same kind of charisma when he was playing. And, you know, Nick Price didn't, even though Nick Price was the number one player in the world and he was phenomenal. So my point is a lot of people are wanting the stars. Now, but here's my question. Are you going to develop more of those stars by having limited fields? In other words, you're going to see the same
less opportunities.
Less opportunities to break in. But once the guys that are you're essentially saying, okay, the guys that are in, we need you to develop into stars. There's going to be fewer people climbing in there that nobody's heard of to jump in and steal checks and climb the ladder. And so the guys that are in there, we need you to grow and develop as stars. Do you buy into that being the product, or do you think that you're going to, as Rex said, potentially miss out on the next Scottie Scheffler who could struggle and not even quite make it?
Yeah, that's a definite possibility that some of those guys might slip through the cracks. But I think what's going to happen is, you know, cutting down from 125 full exempt players every year to 100, as we talked about, cutting some of the fat or cutting some of the guys that just are hanging on, so to speak, year to year, which is kind of hard to say. And I mean, it really goes against my grain to say that, because you got to be pretty good if you're top 125 on the PGA Tour. You got to be really good. Now you're cutting 25 of those guys away. You're going to see maybe those from 70 to 100 maybe rotate through more. So in an essence, you might have some guys come through and develop by digging it out of the dirt to become a top 50 player, or a top 25 player, or a top 10 player in the world. But I think it's going to be more of a 50-50 type of equation as far as those guys rotating through. Guys will always have a chance to play. They'll always have an opportunity to play because the guys that have been on the PGA Tour have status on the Corn Ferry Tour and can work their way back in. And we've seen that happen many, many times with guys on the PGA Tour. It's different. It's going to take a little while to get used to, but it really kind of stifles some guys that are on the PGA Tour that are in that like 80 to 125 category that are going to be really pushing hard, or else they're going to lose status on the PGA Tour for a year.
And they're sent back to the minor leagues playing the Corn Ferry Tour, where there's only 20.
Relegated.
There's only 20 spots now instead of 30 to get back up to the big stage. And so it ramps up the pressure. It cuts guys out. Look, you got Matt McCarty at Black Desert this year that goes out. He's won 3 times on the Corn Ferry Tour, and then he wins on the PGA Tour. And now his track is set. You got to ride that track, though, right?
Yeah.
Because he's got the 2-year exemption. But then what? Like he's hot. He's got to ride that thing out, because we talk about signature events. And what has the signature events done? When we say you ought to play the FedEx Cup fall, if you're 51 to 60, because that category is the next 10 that gets in the first 2 signature events. I don't really see a way for you to keep your card without maximum stress unless you're into those signature events. You've got to play most of the signature events to be able to stay on the PGA Tour. Now, when I said, how important is it that this signature event thing came up in a response to LIV Golf for today's current stars to be able to take advantage of? It's crucial that you're yes. in that group, because you essentially almost can't lose, because if you are in that top 25 guys on the PGA Tour, you're into all of the signature events, which is the majors and all the no cut big money events. And yeah. so just by playing as good as the number 90 guy, okay, let's just say you're finishing as good, you're in the better events, you're getting more money,
bigger purses.
Your rank stays higher. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's harder to fall off of that than it is certainly to break into it. And so that is it's a huge bonus for those guys. Now, what is the byproduct of that? Like I said, does it develop these guys that are already in that top 50 as bigger stars? Or does it get a little bit stale and we miss the opportunity for the next up-and-coming star to shoot up there? Do we strengthen the Korn Ferry Tour? And should that be a priority? Now, I don't know what the financial models look for the PGA Tour on how much they rely on that little arm of their business to be able to be successful. But we know here in Utah that we have had a Korn Ferry Tour event for a long time. We know in Utah that we just had our first PGA Tour event for the first time in over 60 years. So you've got Reef Capital and Black Desert that comes up and they sponsor a new event on the PGA Tour. This $8 to $10 million they got to come up with to be able to have this event. And they're looking to promote a brand new resort and selling real estate around it and all of those things. So there's components and reasons why you invest into that. And I can tell you that the exposure was tremendous. The Willow Creek has decided they're not going to host anymore on the Korn Ferry Tour, so it's moving to Ogden Country Club. And so where
from Oak Ridge.
From who did I say?
Willow Creek.
I'm sorry. Willow was a long time. They decided, though. Yeah. You're right. From Oak Ridge to Ogden. Thank you. And so what is that going to do? You're moving a little further away from the Salt Lake Metro, right? And so what is the impact? Maybe the venue is irrelevant in that scenario, and it's more about the fact that it's a Korn Ferry Tour and what does the sponsor get out of it? I just start to look at this from a business standpoint, and it's a lot of dollars chasing a lot more exclusivity, and I don't feel like that's necessarily the response that a tour should be giving when the rival tour is plucking players and your reward for staying loyal to PGA Tour is less opportunities to play. Or do you look at it and say, well, as a big star, we're trimming everybody, all the competition out, so you can continue to get fat here on the PGA Tour? I don't know.
Well, and I understand exactly what you're saying, but as far as plucking players, like you said, it's going to be hard for them to pluck players that are down that far. You know, if you're in the top 50 and you have an opportunity to do what Scottie Scheffler did this year with all of the bonuses and everything and how much money everybody made and stuff, you know what? You're going to stay put with the PGA Tour, especially if you're concerned about the traditions and everything of the game. Now, having said that, and kind of understanding a little bit of what's going on, the term out there, what they say is play better. If you want to reach those higher points on the PGA Tour, and you know what, there will always 100% always be somebody that finds his way and moves his way along. Matthew McCarty this fall wins three times, like you said, on the Korn Ferry Tour. Then he missed a cut at the U.S. Open this year. Then he finishes, decently at Sanderson and wins at Black Desert. Now he's exempt. He's moving his way up the ranks. Scottie Scheffler did the same thing. Jordan Spieth did the same thing. Justin Thomas did the same thing. There's always going to be a way for players to get themselves up to the top echelon in the game if they're good enough and if they win tournaments and they are as good as their potential will let them to be. So having said that, there is some exclusivity a lot more exclusivity now with the PGA Tour, but it's going to be a little bit tougher for guys, but play better. And there's always going to be somebody that's going to make themselves one of the best players in the world and have a 7-win season like Scottie Scheffler did last year.
Well, that's going to be, you don't see that very often
sure. No, you don't.
So the change is, again, just a recap. So the proposal is to decrease the number of fully exempt players from the top 125 to the top 100. So we're cutting 25 yes. cards out there. They're also looking to reduce the number of Korn Ferry Tour graduates from 30 to 20. And capping Q school grads at 5, right? So
yes,
that's a big deal. Also, one of the things that's going to be most notable is reducing the maximum field sizes for most of the tournaments, going from like a 156 to 144, and from 144 players down to 120, you know, so things like that. So you're going to start seeing these smaller fields. I don't know if that's necessarily... to me, that's a slow play issue. I just assume
of course it is.
I'd soon see 144 guys out there.
Yeah,
but I get that you have to be able to play. I mean, it was kind of cool to see, Wes Bryan come out on Saturday morning and make an eagle putt on the 18th hole at Black Desert to make the cut. That would have been really cool if it would have been done in the evening when everybody else was already there to be able to cheer for him to do it too, right? And I think that's what they're saying. And then we're talking about, hey, what a great putt. You and I were doing the show Friday night there. We couldn't even say. We said, hey, this looks like the cut, and it changed the next morning. So I think that's the whole point, is they want to try to limit that. But that comes down to slow play. So not only play better, but you ought to play faster so that more of your buddies can stay out there on the PGA Tour. We're going to talk more about that. The caddy will join us on the back nine. Also, Jeremy Butler from Fujikura. Stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio is next.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Sports Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The Houston Texans and the New York Jets faced off in a Thursday Night Football Halloween edition matchup. CJ Stroud was missing his two main wide receivers and only threw for 191 yards. But nothing was scarier than the New York Jets' current record going into the game. Sitting at 2-6 before the game, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets needed a win and got it done. Aaron Rodgers threw for 211 yards and had three passing touchdowns. Two of those touchdowns snagged by Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson, which helped the Jets snap their five-game losing streak. Jets win 21-13. The Texans' record now standing at 6-3. The New York Jets now at 3-6. We now look to NFL Sunday as Week 10 will continue. That huge slate for Week 10 includes the Panthers and the Saints facing off. Giants will host the Commanders. The Bills will host the Dolphins. The Browns and the Chargers will face off. Titans and the Patriots will play against each other. The Cowboys looking for a win against the Falcons. The Bengals will host the Raiders. The Ravens will also host the Broncos. The Cardinals will play against the Bears. The Philadelphia Eagles will go against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Seahawks will face off against the Rams, the Packers will host the Lions, and the Vikings will host the Colts. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, going! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
I love fall weather. The crisp air, the falling leaves, until someone in my family catches a chill outside. Luckily, Kohl's has deals on all things cozy. I got 20% off comfy layers and warm denim, $10 off because I spent over $50, and earned Kohl's cash. Now we're ready to bundle up and get back out there, thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end November 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details. This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Sports in 60. I'm Marty Terrell on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Presented by Geico Insurance at geico.com. By Rocket Mortgage, $10,000 now. Down for you with any approved mortgage now at rocketmortgage.com. And by American Premium Vodka. Celebrate responsibly. All right. The Yankees imploded in Game 5 of the World Series. Game, set, match. Dodgers win their eighth World Championship. Who is more culpable on that weird play on the first base line with Mookie Betts kind of pool cueing the ball towards first base? Rizzo fields cleanly. He could race to the bag and beat Mookie. Game, set, match, right? Inning over. Yankees win, in all probability. But Gerrit Cole stopped in his tracks. Combination of both. Huge brain cramp. Volpe error. catcher interference. The old adage is, in baseball, watch enough games, you're bound to see something you've never seen before. Sports in 60. I'm Marty Terrell of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you again, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Good to be with you. Rex Hoggard from Golf Channel joined us in hour number one. If you missed any part of that, you can follow us on X or download us where your favorite podcasts are found and listen to that interview as Rex breaks down some of the changes, the PGA Tour. Jeremy Butler, Fujikura, is going to join us coming up next. We're going to have a little Shaft 101 and celebrate Fujikura's 30 years in business. Boy, they're dominating right now. That Velocor, Ventus, Axiom, and the Irons, they're doing okay out there.
Yeah.
We see you, yeah. Pat McCoy. We see you. Caddy's going to join us coming up after that as we go through these changes to the PGA Tour and get his take. Because they're significant and there's a lot of different ramifications. And yeah. I think it's interesting to get the different perspectives. Certainly your perspective, really passionate response there in segment three from how you know you took advantage of opportunities to Monday qualify. And some of those are going to be taken away. So some of those stories aren't going to exist. It's a factor in professional. Is it the biggest factor? Obviously not, because they're making the changes to kind of go away from it, but it's a factor. It's going to go the way of hard spikes and the, you know, I'm not going to hear those crackling in the parking lot like I used to when I was a kid. That's something I'm going to have to deal with.
Yeah. There's another thing that's going to be interesting. as long as, you know, we're basically almost in a full Ryder Cup year now because the tour's almost done. Looks like that the PGA of America is going to give a $250,000 or more stipend to every player playing in the Ryder Cup.
Well, they can because they've raised the ticket prices so high. That's going to more than cover
$750 for a tournament day for the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, so you can kick these
and
guys
$225 for practice rounds. Oh, but you get unlimited food and non-alcoholic beverages on tournament days,
which, by the way, is a pretty good value.
If you consider
that.
It is.
I mean, look.
Because you look at the World Series, which we just went through. You know, the cheapest ticket in the World Series is over a grand.
Oh, it was $1,000 more than that $750 number you're talking about.
Yeah. So it does not
include food and beverage.
No, it does not. And that food and beverage is way overpriced.
Take me out to that ball game. Peanuts and Cracker Jacks are going to cost you more than what you can really afford to be. Anyway, but yeah. Great World Series, especially if you're a Dodger fan, but still very entertaining stuff. The PGA Tour trying to make their product more entertaining. We'll talk about it coming up next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them.
and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a $1 any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Thanks for joining us here on the back nine, hour number 2 of the show. We're joined now by our good friend from Fuji Curry. He's the director of sales and operations for Fuji, who's celebrating 30 years and quite a time to celebrate, especially if you're a Fuji Curry employee or a fan. JB, what's going on?
Good morning, Phyllis. Thanks for having me on. Great talk.
Good to be with you. And hey, Jeremy, congratulations, 30 years. I think back, you know, we've been kind of associated with you for about 25 of those 30 years. It was Speeder 757, man. That was the thing. If I remember right, Ernie Els maybe was the one that kind of was the big easy swing in that back in the day. And Ventus has been all this rage as of late. Been a lot of shafts in between then and now, but pretty good run, huh?
That's correct. Great run. Yeah. 30 years. It's amazing. This little graphite Japanese shaft company. And like I said, Speeder 757 kind of put us on the map. And then Ventus has kind of rewritten the map direction a little bit, I guess. So we're stoked. Yeah. It's a great time to be part of Fujikura. I've been blessed enough to be there for 20 now of those 30 years. So yeah, it's been a great run.
What have you guys done to celebrate?
So to celebrate, we had a little party at the office. So we just kind of a little open house, had a burger truck come over and some adult beverages and, you know, just kind of let people come over, say hi, you know, share a drink and a burger and celebrate 30. Let's go on, move on to the next, right?
So kind of like the old merchandise show days then.
Pretty much, yeah, exactly.
So this
except it was a home game. It was a home game. I didn't have to go all the way to Orlando to do it.
That's right.
I got to do it in my own office.
That's a good point. And so Fuji kind of changed. It sort of rewrote the rules a little bit when it came to the PGA merchandise show back in the day. You know, it was everybody wanted to have a big exhibit on the floor, And Fuji, I mean, like, this is really kind of strategically good thinking, right? They took the premier conference room just off the show floor. So when guys wanted to, you know, get a little bit of a break from the show, they would slip over to Fujikura where they had it all set up. You could have a seat. You could have a drink. You could have, you know, there was, I think there was food and snacks and that kind of stuff. Like, it was the place to be. It became the Fujikura Lounge, essentially, huh?
That's correct. Yep. It became the Fuji Lounge. That's what we named it. And, you know, we became a trendsetter there, right? We set it up. It was such a great place that actually the Orange County Convention Center took it over to, so that we couldn't have our lounge there. They wanted to do their own thing in it. So we had to move to a different one. But, yeah, it was great to see kind of, you know, a little change in how things went there. It worked out great. So we're excited. We kept it going.
You're just,
yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, let's start from the beginning. We take a lot of this for granted because I think we're, you know, we've been around a long time. We've talked about this many, many times, but the shaft and the role of the shaft when it comes to your golf swing, you know, again, so much is made about the club head, and rightly so, not to diminish anything away from that. But I think we've gotten to a point where most people are aware, especially if you're an avid golfer, you're aware of shafts. On the range, I'll give you an example of this. On the range at Alpine Country Club the other day, Some one of the guys brought in one of their new Titleist T100s, and it had Fuji Pro shaft in it, in the irons. And the president of our club was there, and he's like, that's the shaft I've been wanting to get in. I've been wanting to get that shaft in. And it's just interesting because for the longest time, especially in the iron category, you know, the graphite was frowned upon. It was looked as softer or not as consistent or performance-based and all of those kind of things. And you guys have changed that. But driver shaft also has that same kind of play. People are aware of what people are playing and that there are upgrade options, not just stock options. So with that long introduction, kind of give us a brief intro into the role of the shaft that it plays with our golf swing and why it's important to get that custom fitting.
Sure, we've seen it, right? And that's been all along, that's been our mantra, right? Is, hey, we can make a difference with the golf shaft. Yeah, it works in, you know, in part with the club head. There's extreme technology that goes into the club head. We know that. There's extreme technology that we've put and others, our competitors, that we all put into golf shafts. It truly is rocket science, right? I mean, it's the same materials that are going on space shuttles and rockets and things like that. Carbon fiber, you know, back in the day in its infancy was so new and so almost kind of taboo, right? So that's where we've been able to take the materials and advancements in materials and then take those materials, put them into our advancements in design techniques and see how can we put certain materials in certain locations to affect the performance, right? If you think about, you know, not too long ago, golf club heads, right? The big talk with MOI, moment of inertia, right? When guys started to talk about that. I mean, now we're talking 10K, right? In MOI. So what we wanted to do is we said, let's take our design ability and make a shaft that works in concert with the club head MOI. So I've got a shaft that helped the MOI of the club head to be able to help the golfers hit longer, straighter drives, right? Isn't that what we're all after, right? 17 extra mm-hmm. yards, whatever that is, right? We all want to hit it longer. We want to hit it straighter. So if the technology I can put in the carbon fiber that we use in the golf shaft, in the design of the golf shaft, if I can help on an off-center hit the fairway as opposed to hit the rough, hit the OB, right? Hit the house. Let's do that. So that's what we've done when you talk about wood shafts, right? And that's kind of where it all started. And then as we saw, we can do this in the wood shafts, the Ventus line and the performance that we saw there. And then we said, let's take that into the iron shafts. You brought up Fuji Pro. We've done Fuji Pro for a long time now. The technology in the Fuji Pro actually brought the swing weights. We could match swing weights with a 90 gram or 100 gram graphite shaft that guys were doing with their 125 gram steel shafts. So something that hadn't been done before. That's where the Fuji Pro really kind of started in the market to give us an advantage there. Now, if we can take VeloCore technology from the woods, put it into our irons, let's talk about hitting straighter shots, longer shots. I can control it better, control the draw, control the fade. I want to hit it in the center of the club head, right? If I can do that with the shaft technology, then that's a win for us as a company. It's a win for us as golfers. That's the thing with Fuji. We're all golfers. We live it. We breathe it. It's our passion. You know, our president, Dave Schneider, that is his passion is golf. He's instilled that in us. We have that same passion, and we use that passion every day in the things that we're designing and the things that we're selling so that we can make better product for the golfers out there.
Okay, so now you've talked about the shafts and how the shafts work in the woods and how the shafts work in the irons and what you've been able to do with technology to design and everything concerning those shafts in those particular clubs. But face it, each one of us, each individual person hits and loads a golf shaft in a totally different way. And how has fitting helped you to figure out the flex profiles, the bend points, all that kind of stuff with technology to make that shaft even better for each individual person?
So, Bob, that starts with the ENSO technology, right? So our high-speed motion camera technology that we have and be able to make different, you know, we talk about pulling different levers in the design of a golf shaft. We recognize that everybody swings the club differently, right? We see that in our test panel within our office and how everybody loads the club or unloads it, their swing speed, their swing path, things like that. So we've taken our technology, our R&D technology, combined that. We've always been a fitting company, right? We've believed in that. Go see a custom club fitter. Go get fit, right? Those guys are experts. They're knowledgeable what they do. They can see your swing. We know just because you swing 105 miles an hour, you don't deliver that club head the same way as somebody else who swings 105 miles an hour. So you might need something that's a little softer in the handle, a little stiffer in the handle, right? So those are the things. That's why we make different models. That's why there's not just one size fit all, right? Because some guys hit down on it. Some guys hit up on it. We want to be able to accommodate how those are without making drastic golf swing changes, right? I mean, let's take the way you swing now, and we've got a product that we can put you in that can help you get benefit.
I love that. Jeremy Butler, Director of Sales and Operations, Fujikura Golf, celebrating 30 years this year, and good friend of ours. So, JB, I mean, what have the tour numbers been like this year?
Can't you see the grin on Pat McCoy's face from space now? Right? I mean, Pat has busted his butt out there week in and week out for 30 years. And it's unlike anything he's ever seen or been a part of. The adoption by the tour players, guys that do this for a living, right? I mean, that's their paycheck, right? I mean, I get paid to sell shafts. You guys get paid to talk about golf and do your other things you do. And you know, these guys out there, they get paid to play golf, and they make a gazillion dollars now, right? So there's a lot of money out there for these guys. And to us to be able to have product that they trust week in and week out, and that they know when I step on the tee, I can hit it. I can hit it good. I feel confident. I'm going to hit a fairway. There's nothing better than that. And Pat sees that week in, week out. Marshall Thompson, Andrew Huang, our other tour reps, I mean, they get to see it across the board. Whether you're on the PGA Tour, the DP World, the Corn Ferry, the junior market, you know, the amateur market. If you look at, you know, this year, the success we've had in the USAM numbers, in the NCAA championship numbers, it's so awesome to see. There's Ventus everywhere, man.
It's awesome. Hey, a hearty congratulations. Again, 30 great years, and wow, it just seems like it's the tip of the spear right now. You guys are just continuing to rock, and we appreciate your taking some time to educate us and enlighten us on this topic. Always good to be with you, JB.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate the call. Appreciate your guys' support. You know, 25 years, like I said, it's a long time we've known each other, so it's a great partnership. Thanks. Yeah,
you got it. Jeremy Butler, Director of Sales and Operations, Fujikura Golf. Check him out, fujikuragolf.com. You know you want those Axiom shafts in your irons. You know you want Velocor in both irons and shafts. Ventus, Axiom, that's where you get it. Check it out, fujikuragolf.com. More of the show continues next.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and it's time.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Maybe.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Hi, the caddy joins us every week here on Real Golf Radio. You know, we just talked to Jeremy Butler about their success on the PGA Tour at Fujikura with Ventus and all that kind of stuff. You know who rivals that? The caddy and his yardage books, because he, you know, dominates out there on the PGA Tour. What's up, caddy?
I was glad I had time to take your call. I've been busy dominating things this morning.
Oh, well, you know what? Thanks for taking time out of your domination to spend with us. We appreciate that.
Well, you know, you guys, we go way back.
Way back.
We're counting it in decades. I mean, wow. You know, remember the dessert in Orlando that caused such a problem?
Why is that the one you always go back to?
Talk about opening an old wound here. That's a couple decades ago when that happened.
Oh, my.
Is it really? How long ago?
Yeah. At least one. It's more than one. I know that.
You know,
we were there for the merchandise show, weren't we?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Oh, the merch show. I haven't been to the merch show for like 10 years. That's what day. Yeah, that's what that was all about.
You were Sky Caddy back then, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was then. That was 10 years ago plus. I think it's, I was with Sky Caddy for 18 years or something. That's wow. Pretty good. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Oh, man. They were wonderful, wonderful people to work with. It was awesome. That was fun.
I think if maybe we'd had a little mishaps with the lava cakes over the last two decades, that perhaps I wouldn't be in the predicament I'm in right now. So it's, you look back at it that way. I'm just saying.
You can lava me then or lava me now.
There's more lava to be had now than there was back then. But
don't lava me not.
Hey, Caddy, so changes. Speaking of then and now, there are some changes. And I got into this with Bob because, you know, one of the things that is potentially going away or proposed to go away is the Monday qualifiers out there on the PGA Tour. PGA Tour is getting smaller. They want to be more, it sounds like, more exclusive. And, you know, that four spot, that Monday qualifier, all that kind of thing, like, that's kind of part of the lure of professional golf. For me, when I started getting into it and working with Bob and meeting you, and that was an element of professional golf that was intriguing to me. And it's potentially going away. Bob shared his moments and the times he took to go out there and Monday qualify. How much of that is just nostalgia? How much of it is past its time? Or do you think that's a big part of the announcement here, that part of it would be going away?
Well, the caddy is not a fan of, I've got a whole different game plan. You want to hear it?
All right.
I got a different.
Let's do it.
Go, caddy, go.
I want to go, I think we should give it a rip and go back to the old exempt thing where there were 70 guys exempt and you had tons of guys playing on the Mondays, tons of them. And then if you made the cut, you didn't have to qualify the next Monday. So if you missed the cut, you had plenty of time to get to the next Monday qualifier. The old rabbit system, right, Bob? And yep. So pre Gary McCord, top 125. The reason I like, a couple reasons that I like that idea, there are so many good players now. It's so deep. And if you just happen to not have a couple, you have to have 3 good weeks to get on the Korn Ferry Tour. Like, here's a statement of fact. Guy I caddied for many years. One big event. I'm talking Players Championship. I'm talking multiple tour events. I don't even know. $30 million in earnings. Never made it through first stage of Q school. 0-5. Right? I mean, you have to be, you can't have a bad, the guy shot 14 under last week and didn't make it through first stage. Right? Now you got nowhere to play. And if we eliminate Monday qualifiers, you got no way of getting on anything other than waiting till next year's Q school. I mean, I don't like that. I think we ought to have lots of guys on Mondays. I think they ought to televise the Monday qualifier. Let someone come in and just do that. See, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Who wouldn't want to watch like a Monday qualifier playoff on the Golf Channel on Monday night? That'd be pretty cool to watch, right? Other than just hearing Brandel Chamblee tell us the same thing he's been telling us for the last 14 hours.
Oh, hey, whoa, hey, jeez. Don't make this about Brandel.
Brandel would appreciate that. I mean, this is the thing that people, you know, when people complain about Brandel or something, you try getting on there and coming up with stuff for 8 hours a day. You can't do it. I mean, you got to rehash the old stuff. He's really good at digging in and coming up with lots of stuff. But I bet he'd love to have a 30-minute break where they're just showing the Monday qualifier playoff, you know, or talk about that instead. Fresh stuff, right? Anyway, I don't really know how the setup is. I think an important thing is to keep the ability to develop the next Scottie Scheffler at its maximum, right? And the way you do that is by getting as many of the next potential Scottie Schefflers in as many tournaments as you can so they can get in there and do it. Right. That's what we need to keep going. So I feel like if we really restrict spots, I understand limiting fields on the tour. It's mostly because pace of play is probably impossible to enforce. Maybe it isn't, but you know, I don't think it's ever going to be let's just throw that out. So you want to finish tournaments before it gets dark, things like that. I get all that. But for the tours themselves, I mean, does this mean, help me out. Does this mean if I don't make it through Q school, I can't even go qualify for a Korn Ferry on a Monday?
Or is no, this is PGA tour.
Yeah.
This is just PGA tour policy. So you still have the opportunity to go. And the Korn Ferry tour has a lot more spots on it than the PGA tour does. So, you know, caddy, we've been around the game of golf for a long time. We've caddied for players. That's where I met you. The big two words are play better if you want to improve your status. And it seems like there is always somebody that comes along that digs it out of the dirt and figures how to become an elite player. Scottie Scheffler, or a Jordan Spieth, or a Justin Thomas, or you know, Matthew McCarthy that just won at Black Desert. On and on and on. There are guys that find their way into the system because they're not going to let the system restrict them to be able to get to where they want to get.
It's sort of like proving a negative a little bit. How many guys could have been a great player who actually never did it because of the way the system's set up? I mean, I get that for the most part, yeah, most of the guys are going to get through it. I just, you know, I'll go the opposite way now on the Monday qualifiers for the tour. And here's a way to look at it a little more objective data way, right? How often, if we go through the history of Monday qualifiers, how often do those guys have success in the tournament? Do they make the cut?
It's very low that they make the cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Kenny Knox would tell you he thought it was a good thing, right?
Mark Calcavecchia, too.
Mark Calcavecchia. Now, there's a guy who turned into almost number one player in the world, right? Who got through in a Monday Q. So, you know, and then, but you can say, well, it's not just that. It's also getting that experience of playing in a tour event. That's a big deal. That changes lots of things for guys. Even if they shoot 73, 72 and miss the cut, they learn a lot about, wow, this is what it was like. Or they understand, wow, I think I can play out here. You know, I did this and that, and I only missed my cut by two. And like, you know, maybe their confidence rocks. I mean, confidence is, as we know, momentum and confidence is such a big deal in the sports. I mean, have you ever 100%. Seen a better display? Have you ever seen a better display of confidence momentum than what was happening in the World Series? It was crazy.
That was wild to see, wasn't it?
I mean, have you seen teams and hitters look just awful and then all of a sudden just turn it around because one guy gets a hit? I mean, it's incredible, right? And that's how it works in sports and in golf. So you have to, but that can't happen if you're not in an event. You have to be in it, right? So the reality is when we turn, when, as far as watching one tournament, just one tournament on TV, what makes that event great? Well, it's really 30 or 40 guys. That's all you really care about. Except it's cool to have the Cinderella story throw in there too, right?
Absolutely.
Someone comes up there, does something. Some amateur does great, like Nick Dunlap at Amex. But you have to always keep in mind that 30 or 40 guys, look at the top 30 this year versus 3 years ago. It's not the same 30 guys. What is it? Half of them, maybe 20 of them at most. It's probably not a lot more than half are in the top 30 this year that were in the top 30 3 years ago. That's not that long ago. That's only 3 years ago. I'd like to, you know, I'm just guessing. I don't really know, but I bet it's about 2/3 at best. So you have to develop those guys and bring them in. And you always have to keep that in mind is, you know, looking at tour events and Korn Ferry events, how do we make sure we develop these guys and give them a chance to play? So it's complicated. I'm glad I don't have to make the rules and decisions.
But. Yeah, but at the same time, what I've remembered is there's always somebody in a group of people that are rooting for somebody that you've never heard of, right? And they all have their own little stories that are compelling if you just had a chance to get to know them. And how do you get a chance to get to know them? They got to have an opportunity to play. And if they take advantage of that opportunity to play and they show out and they win or they top 10, then all of a sudden, then they're into the next one. And that's where they start their climb. And that's where you just start to discover these next new talent. And, I just think... You can't get so caught up in trying to fatten the stars to keep them from going to a rival league that you forget about what it is that kind of makes the tour great and feeds the system, you know, decade after decade. It's kind of some ways it feels a little short-term thinking. And I said this to Rex Hoggard, you know, we've been waiting for some response from the PGA Tour on how, you know, what's their response to what LIV has done and taking star players and filling the void that those players have left by not being on the PGA Tour any longer? And all of a sudden they come down to, well, we're going to cut a bunch of our players out and we're going to make it a smaller field. That's supposed to make it more exciting for the fans? I don't know. I don't know if it does. Well, listen, we got to take a short break, but let's come back and talk more about this. You're listening to Brian Bob and America's Favorite Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tea times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. Real Golf Radio, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, continuing now with America's favorite caddy. You had a thought coming off the break there, caddy.
Here's a Monday qualifier business thought for you. And if I was younger, I might try this, but I'll throw it out there. Maybe someone will grab this. Let's have a big Monday qualifier for the PGA Tour with a lot of spots. And the 70-man exempt, you know, 20, 30, 40 spots get in on a Monday. You're going to have so many guys trying to get into that Monday qualifier. It's going to feel a full So here's what you do. Ready for this? This is wild, right? You have 156 guys in your Monday qualifier or whatever it is on Monday, but it's a $1,500 entry. That sounds like a lot of money, right? You're going to get 150 guys doing that with no problem every Monday.
Oh, yeah.
If there's 20. Then you know what you do for the 148 guys who don't make, or whatever, 120 guys, 100 guys who don't make it. That's actually a 3-day tournament. And that was day one. You play the next 2 days at that golf course and then split the purse. And then you go on to the next week. You could do that every week and follow the entire tour around and have a mini tour built like that. The Monday mini tour.
Mm,
there you go.
Interesting.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. No problem. Everybody do that. You get 150 guys like that doing the Monday mini tour. Cause all they got to do is sign up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guarantee you could fill that. That would be no problem.
Yeah, but what about the guys? What about the 40 guys that, in your scenario, that make it to the PGA Tour event? Do they get their? Do they win something? Because they're not guaranteed money if they make it into the tour event.
Well, I'll give you an offer. You can play in the tour event. Thank you very much, and we'll keep your $1,500. And you play in the tour event, or you can not play in the tour event and let the next guy in, and you play in the 3-day event. And you don't even, it's not even a Monday qualifier for you. Your choice. Everybody's going to go into.
Everybody wants the tour event. Everybody wants to play in the tour event. You know, it was interesting. Rex Hoggart also made this comment that now you're not only dealing with the PGA Tour and the hierarchy of the PGA Tour, the players, that kind of thing, but now you're also dealing with investment money and investment as, you know, the group that came in that infused $1.5 billion into the PGA Tour for all the events and the tour and that kind of thing. They have some say so now as to what they feel from a business standpoint is going to be better for the PGA Tour than what was just status quo. So maybe part of this and the 100 players going down from 125 and that kind of thing is part of what they've been able to research with their data and everything to make the tour better.
Well, hopefully they'll embrace what do we call this little 3-day Monday thing that the caddy just came up with out of the blue.
I like that, caddy.
The caddy qualifier conundrum? I don't know. Something like that. That's not going to work, but something we can come up with.
It's the Q series,
the caddy Q series. Yeah. No, but you know, Monday, what do we call it? Monday, the Monday mania or whatever.
Yeah. No, yeah. You're talking.
No, you're right though. Obviously if I'm plunking in $1 billion, I'm probably going to have some ideas on what to do with it. But yeah. all I know is bottom line. The bottom line is I think, I don't want to see a situation where you have some really good players, and I'll name a couple who would fit in this situation: Craig Stadler, Scott Simpson, and Curtis Strange. Those three guys could be potentially have nowhere to play for an entire year coming out of college because they all missed Q school the first time.
Yeah. That's right.
And that was when,
so guess what? They go play in Asia and they go play mini tours and they go play state opens and they do what guys have always done. You know, this is really no different than anything as far as sport and entertainment and that kind of thing. You know, you think of NFL football and the draft. You think of basketball and the draft, baseball and minor leagues, you know, single A, double A, triple A before you make it to the big leagues. There's guys that never, ever get to that point. You think about shows like on TV, like The Voice, you know, people that are really, really good singers that they get voted off because of the opinion of four people. And the biggest thing they always say on there is, you know what? You're always going to get a no. We've all got no's. Golf, sports, everything. Everybody's always getting no's, but it's what you do with that and how you become better. And I think that's part of this whole thing is, are you going to let it get you down? Are you going to let it prove that you're not good enough? Or are you going to dig it out of the dirt and are you going to become better and become an elite player in the world?
Caddy, I think Bob just was having his own therapy session right there.
I was gonna ask Bob. So Bob, do you know how many times you've shot 65 or better in your life?
I don't.
Yeah, there we go back to that old thing, right? I mean, that's how good everybody is.
Yeah,
I got a buddy who I played against him in high school in the DC area, and then he went to a rival college, and he was pretty good. And he's played golf around the world. He's played in Australia. He's played a little in Europe. Played lots of mini tour stuff, lots of state open stuff. He's won some state opens. He's played in tour events. He's played in senior tour events. He's played in senior U.S. opens. And what does he do? I mean, he's my age. He's almost 60. He caddies in the winter down in Florida. Saves up his money, goes up on the New England Mini Tour, plays the Vermont Open. He's never made it to the tour. He's never made it big. But he's been able to travel around the world playing tons of competitive golf for 40 years, just, you know, chasing the dream. And let me ask everybody listening, if you're a successful lawyer, doctor, whatever, tell me you wouldn't have to stop for a minute and decide whether, would you do that if you could? Would you trade places with him? I bet a lot of people sitting there who worked a 9-to-5 job would be like, yeah, I mean, I know he doesn't own a beach house in the Hamptons, but that's a pretty cool life he lived, right? He lived an experience. And yeah, I mean, that's what it's like chasing a professional sport at any level. It's a teeny, 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 teeny number of guys who actually financially benefit from them better than they could have if they had just never done it and gotten a quote unquote real job, right? It's a tiny number that actually beat the safe thing of just going and getting the real job. But you know, guys are going to do it. And it's, you know, it's like the lottery. And you can be really, 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 really good and not make, I mean, if you're like the 400th best neurosurgeon in the world, you're probably making $1 million+. If you're the 400th best golfer in the world, you're scraping to get by. It's just, it's brutal. So same thing with, you know, the basketball players. It's even worse for the basketball players. I think there's even a smaller number of NBA guys, and they're making a ton of money because they're such a small group, right? Baseball is the sport you want to get into, I think, or maybe even football, but baseball's got lots of guys playing, a lot more guys. There's way more professional baseball players making nice money than professional golfers, I'm pretty sure. So
just to kind of wrap this, Caddy, just to wrap this up, your player, he was working as a coach, and then remind me his little journey and how, because he almost didn't do it, right?
So he didn't even make the golf team at the school as a freshman. He didn't make the top 12. He quit. He got really depressed, quit school, dropped out. He went to community college, did well, ended up playing in college, never made All-American, not All-Conference, nothing. But he was a good player. And he saved up his own money, went and played the mini tour for about a year and a half, ran out of money, came back. He was cleaning warehouses and going to take a job, become a police officer. He had a law enforcement. He's going to become a county cop, basically. And then he got the golf coach job, and he made it through. He did that for 7 years. He'd qualify for the U.S. Open and make the cut. He'd qualify for PGA Tour events and make the cut. And he just missed a Q school. And then he finally got through because he won a tournament that got him exempt to second stage, and he made it through. And then he lost his card. And he had a choice. He said, okay, they said, you can come back and coach, or, you know, if you go back to Q school, we got to get another coach. We can't give you that much more. And he decided to take the risk, and he made it and got his card the second time, and the rest is history. He made millions of dollars and won
multiple events on the professional tour, on PGA Tour. So, yeah, but he was 32 when he made it on tour.
Wow.
Most guys are done when they're 32.
Hey, Rory's offended by that comment, by the way.
Sorry, Rory. Sorry, BJ. So,
Hogan,
no, but it's, I mean,
Palmer.
Yeah, what an amazing story, right? Right. Now, here's the thing. Like, I didn't really know about it. If someone's good, if you're good enough to play in multiple tour events and U.S. Opens and make the cut, I'm pretty sure you're good enough to keep your card on tour, right?
Yeah.
But he was doing that and not getting out on tour. That's what I mean about this, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And to kind of wrap it up, these changes, proposed changes, are going to make it even harder for those guys to make it out on the PGA Tour. So it's going to be interesting stuff. Caddy, man, that was fun. Really, really enjoyed the visit. I think will remain to be seen what comes of this. But if the Player Council, Advisory Council votes this in, then that'll start in season 2026. And we'll see smaller fields and tougher times getting into those smaller fields.
Well, look, I think there's a lot more people with a lot more knowledge about how these things work than I do. But it's fun to throw in your 2 cents worth in your opinion and toss it around. And yeah, I mean, I just hope everybody, you know, look, Bob, like you said, it's not going to stop anybody from trying. It's not going to stop a lot of guys from trying, right?
Yeah.
It's just how, which is pretty cool. So,
yep.
Good stuff.
Got to enjoy the journey. Like Jack said, you know, I thought it was cool to hear Jack Nicklaus talk about, I don't think winning was the big deal for Jack. I think Jack enjoyed the process of winning or the fight. Right. And that's the cool part.
I don't know if I'd ever heard that, which makes a lot of sense. That way you don't get tired or bored after you've won 10, 15, 20 times on tour. That takes you all the way to 80 because the process, it's not the winning, it's the process you enjoy so much. And if you enjoy that process, then the results will keep happening, huh?
All right, time to go skiing.
See you, Caddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. I was waiting for the thank you, gentlemen. I couldn't end the show without the thank you, gentlemen. Thanks to the caddy who joins us each and every week here on Real Golf Radio. That's going to do it for us. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, changes on the PGA Tour. We've talked a lot about it. So much more to go here in FedEx Cup fall as well, with the idea of some players getting into the Masters. That's, you know, we talked about that as well. And that exemption remains, and I hope it continues to remain, because that's a nice carrot for these guys out there competing in the FedEx Cup fall. For all of our guests who joined us today, Dave Glauser is our producer. For Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.